Item number three is an application for a subdivision and rezoning for file DASZ 27 of 2009. It affects the northwest corner of Templeton and Pipeline. This is the applicant, Mr. Chairperson.
Is the applicant present? If you are, please come forth, state your name and address for the record. And while you're doing that, I'll be asking, is there anyone in opposition to item number three that's before us now? Over there. The microphone.
Over here. Oh, sorry. I'm not used to the big room.
Thank you. My name is Dave Bolts.
Hang on a second. Is there anyone in opposition to this application? Let it be recorded there's no one in opposition. We still have people coming in, don't we?
So let's go.
Okay, proceed.
Thank you. My name is Dave Bowles. I'm representing GenStar Development Company. And as you noted, we've applied for a subdivision at the corner of Templeton and Pipeline under the guise of Templeton North Developments. This is our first single-family phase north of Templeton and comprises of 107 lots in total. Can I just take a moment to hand out some information to the committee? Is that yeah? Okay, thank you. Basically, I guess what I want to do, if the committee's in agreement, is just go through the ACG report that had been submitted to us. I mean, for the most part, absolutely no problem. Pretty standard stuff. Looks really good. There's just a few points that I'd like to address that we have a few concerns with.
Yep. Concerned with?
Absolutely.
I'll go through every.
Sure. Yeah. What I've done on the copy of the ACG report I've submitted to you has shown some strike throughs in areas that we'd like to see changed and some suggested additions. Just again.
Do you have no problem with the planner's report then at all?
No.
Only the ACG report.
No, that's fine. I've addressed the ACG report with the planner's considerations on there. So, but the planner's report is
okay.
Fine, certainly. So yeah. Yeah, basically, plan considerations A1. I can come back to that because it sort of makes more sense when we get into the report. But we're asking to have one of the public reserves eliminated. Point number 13 on page 2. There's a clause that suggests that all sidewalks be built concurrently with pavements. Typically, we don't like to do that because sidewalks get ruined during construction. And we're, as a rule, up for repair on them.
You're wanting something struck out that says, in addition to the lot on the west side of the same unnamed public road north of Lot 8, Block 2. What?
There's,
the applicant shall dedicate to the city as public reserve. I don't have a map here that shows.
There's
any
one attached to the back of the package that I submitted.
Yeah, that's no good. Okay. The back of the package.
Yeah, there's. Sorry, I should have noted that.
Where I thought you just gave us this package.
Yeah.
Well, that's a lot better than the public advertising we have. Okay.
I think he's talking about this lot right here. That's the one he wants from.
I don't know. Okay, hang on.
Yeah, it's on the left side of the page. There's a public reserve toward the north edge of the development that we had actually proposed, but the city staff has raised some concerns with it. If we go on in the report to point 35, I believe, or 37, it sort of makes sense how this request ties in to maintain that public reserve. But basically, we're requesting to have it stricken. And I can explain why, if you'd like, at this point.
Well, I normally like to go. If we're going through, I have no problems with what our planners recommend. Where you don't, if you do, tell me what you object to. Let's get on with it.
Okay. Well, this ties into point number 37 later on in
point
the report.
37. That's,
so 37 basically suggests that this public reserve may be redundant, and that if it's not required, that it can be sold off or whatever the case might be, back to the developer, I would assume. But
this thing that says PR1 goes off into a farm field. You haven't put in a proposal for the land immediately west of this land?
No, we haven't. And there's a reason we haven't, because nor have we really come up with a firm concept plan for it, because there's some uncertainty with how that
I was under went. The impression in conversations I had a while back with Seven Oaks School Division that you, next thought, were planning a park site, and they wanted it for a school.
That's
last
precisely
week, that's
yep.
what they told me. So this would be an access to a school, but it's 50 feet wide. We don't need a 50-foot wide access to a park. We need a 4-foot sidewalk between fences. That's what we have everywhere else. Yeah, let's get it done.
Okay.
Trying to get out of here.
The greater concern was that we don't have an idea of what the linear connections are going to be throughout the site for the overall area of North Templeton. And that's the position of the division, is that we wanted more assurances from the proponent or the applicant as to what the overall site plan would look like. And right now, for part of the reasons like you just mentioned, the school site was part of the issue, but also for us is that we have no idea as to what the development will look like in the future, and that's a big concern for parks, for linear connections.
The linear connections are trails, I
That's right,
believe.
Like parkway connections.
Now, okay, because there's a lot here with nothing. I don't know what these things are. On your map.
Yes.
If you go to Templeton and
yeah.
you go to the bottom of the map.
Yeah.
Which I guess if north, this would be west. There's a street going up. Okay?
Yep.
Unnamed, just a street. Before it hits to Innsbruck, there's a lot that has nothing written in it. It's just sitting there bald. 15.2 feet of frontage.
That's intended to be public reserve, and that's
also addressed. It doesn't say, but the other one does.
That was
an
oversight sketch, yeah. Yeah.
And then what is going off further west that's open? Is that a street?
That's a public road, and that ties in here as well, because we've been asked under point 12 to provide a sidewalk on that street, which we're arguing should be adequate to provide linkage to the next phase. Since it's unknown exactly what's going to be proceeding there.
My next question to you then is, how important is it to you, your company, that this go forward today and not in the first week of December?
It's important. We certainly that's a month, right? So,
but how do we know what's going to go beyond it? We don't know what it's. There is no overall concept plan that was ever approved for Amber Trails. Things have come up a section at a time, mm-hmm. but I have nothing showing what's going to be next to it.
Yeah, no, and that's the unknown right now. I mean, this is going to be our inventory for next year, but because the school division has raised the question of where that school site may go, we're in a bit of a tough spot, because we don't know what they want.
We don't know if we're going to grant it to them, but I bet we are.
Well,
I've never turned one down before.
Sure, sure.
And it is right off that public reserve, is it not?
If I had known we'd be in the big room, I would have brought a bigger map, but I've got a concept plan that shows our general
right up
concept.
By your finger is a green
yeah.
spot,
exactly.
And that is right adjacent to this?
It's not quite adjacent to it. There is a street in between.
Why would you have a public reserve lot?
Because we were going to extend it all the way across. That would also link up with the lineal path.
Could we see that, please?
Yep.
If you could just no objectors, so it's not a problem. But if you could hold it so the three of us could see it, the area you've come up with is only there. Okay.
That was our understanding.
Okay. Well, it's that far away. We could keep. So it's imperative that we do hold that public reserve, just in case. We don't know what's going on. We have to hold that public reserve. However, we could amend the clause of names it to say, should this not be required for access to public open space or other public amenity, such as a school, that it be returned to the developer. We could add that, but we have to protect ourselves.
Yeah, which is fine. There's also a request for a sidewalk to go up from the public reserve to the south to that public reserve to the north.
This one way up at the top of your map, or bottom of your map.
Yeah.
Well, it's silly to put a sidewalk when you may end up being somebody's house someday.
Agreed. Yeah, that's why we
could put that as a condition if they want to build a school, that they put in a sidewalk.
Yeah.
Okay, so the public, so it's a condition in here already. The sidewalk is only to be put in if a public reserve is, but I don't want a 50-foot wide public reserve because all it gets through to is the next street, which gets through to a park or a school. Why would it be 50 feet wide? It says 15.2 meters right on it.
I think the idea is kind of in the idea of the conformity with the development south, where there's a linear connection that is about that wide.
Yeah, but that's the trail.
And that's the idea, is to make a trail potentially.
In other words, you're telling me this public reserve will count as part of the dedication?
Yes.
Okay, fine. Thank you. But we're reserving the right to take it out, yank it out of the dedication and give it back to them to sell as a housing lot if there's no school or park.
If the plans change.
Yeah, okay.
Because we don't know.
So that is already covered in this. In the report, okay. And the other one, the other PR lot we need, period.
Yep.
You can't come from a public open space and block it off to end the trails of Amber Trails.
Sure,
it has
exactly.
To go through somewhere. Yeah. Okay.
And certainly our intent is to maintain the trail system. I mean, that's okay. the one
so
of the features.
There was your, so that was that your point one?
Yeah. Now that, though, on still on that point one, which relates to point 37, point 37 also has that clause about the sidewalk in it, which is very much up in the air as to whether or not...
Right, but it says, if we don't need it, you don't have to build the sidewalk. I mean, that we give it back to you. So what's the problem? All the other trails have a sidewalk in them.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It can be difficult, as I'm sure you're well aware, to put sidewalks in after the fact, right, once houses are constructed and people are living there.
But it's the trail. It's going to be a 4-foot wide sidewalk in the middle of a 50-foot lot. What's the problem?
Yeah, we're talking about the linkage going from the south public reserve to the north public reserve that is being requested by city staff.
Okay, I'm getting the point here. Yeah. Okay, where is that mentioned?
It is mentioned in number 37.
Because I will tell you that the people who buy homes are not going to want a sidewalk, period. I've had to take them out late and... While two public reserves are proposed, the city has identified another parcel as potentially redundant. So I have a proposal for long-term park development in the west if the parcel is retained. This is a lot of words here. Prior to development of the parcel, construct a public sidewalk center connecting the asphalt path from lot 8. So if you have an asphalt path on lot 8, why would you have a concrete sidewalk here?
The idea is, if I could show you. It's the idea is to link it from that southernmost trail.
Oh, I get it. You want one in this, beside the street
from
the one it jogs.
Exactly.
So instead of people walking on the street, you want people walking on a sidewalk
so
on one
safe,
side.
A safe pedestrian connection. Otherwise, it doesn't...
Where do you have it? On
the
west side?
On the west side, yeah.
From lot whatever point, from this street to here?
Yes, but it could be on that side.
No, it can't be. It has to be. We make a final decision here, and it's never changed. If you want it on the west side here, I'm sure not putting them on both. I mean, people don't want sidewalks. So why did you say that it might be up here?
It's something that we could consider as an option. If we do that, then it would
run it along these lots.
Yeah,
but these lots are only 40 feet wide.
It would be within the right of way.
Within the right of way.
Yeah.
So you build it here, and you build it here, and it stops.
Yeah.
Doesn't, well, you'd have to build it up to the corner.
That's only if that lot's needed for that linkage.
Yeah, well, probably will. Yeah. I can see the point of having to have some kind of sidewalk.
So we're recommending it on this side, though, because
it's where
it's
people
go.
On the west side.
Yeah.
So that's the only thing in Clause 37?
Yeah, I mean, that again, that's the principal concern there is that...
No, it's the only concern is that you don't want to build a sidewalk?
Yeah, or you know, eliminate the public reserve. I mean, it's I guess our point...
You only have to build it if the public reserve is maintained.
That's right, yeah.
But my problem is you're not going to build it until you know the public reserve is there. By that time, there's going to be houses there, and these people are going to go... People in Winnipeg do not want sidewalks in front of their home. We don't build houses on busy streets, so we try not to.
They could show potential sidewalk on the...
Doesn't work. Okay, what is your next point? Is your next point after point one?
13.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Act all sidewalk currently with the pavements with which they share the right... What?
Yeah, our sidewalks get torn apart when they're put in before.
Concurrently with the pavements.
In the street.
You're right. That's something we're changing our development agreement parameters anyway. So that's not a problem.
Yeah, and if I could just go back to number 12 for a moment as well. You'll see that there's also a request for a sidewalk going over to along that linkage, the street linkage to the next phase. Again, so if that's required, if the public reserve is going to be built, I suppose that sidewalk shouldn't be required, right?
Yes, but it doesn't need to be a sidewalk. It can be an asphalt path. That was the plan. It's part of the pathway system, is it not? It's 50 feet wide. It's part of the pathway. Otherwise, cut it to 5 feet and put a city sidewalk in it and let them sell another lot. I mean, if it's a linkage, like we have all over Garden City and we've had them since the 50s, it's a 4-foot sidewalk with a mini chain link fence on either side. If it's part of the Amber Trails, it's 50 feet wide and it has an asphalt path in the center, not a concrete sidewalk.
But just as that linkage would be a sidewalk, just to make it in conformity with the rest of the... Development.
But then it's not in conformity with the trail. We're talking about that 50-foot lot that we may or may not need because we don't have a concept plan for the entire area.
That's right. And
this 50-foot lot here. It's either going to be an asphalt path or we're giving it back to them. It's part of the trails. So it has to have the same walkway as the rest of the trail. The road doesn't. We have standards for that. Where it comes up the road here, that would be a sidewalk. But once it goes back here, this will be asphalt, right?
Yes.
So this will be asphalt. It's part of the trail.
Yes.
If this is asphalt, which it is, then this has to be asphalt.
No, if it's within the right-of-way, it's
not within the right-of-way.
It would be.
It's not within the right-of-way. It's this. I'm not talking about this.
Oh, okay.
This is concrete.
Yeah.
But the lot, the 50-foot lot, wouldn't be concrete.
Yeah, there's no talk about that.
Well, what's he talking about?
I was referring to point 12.
I got this moved up because this is going to be 5 minutes, and we're keeping a lot of people waiting here. What's going on?
I was referring to point 12, Mr. Councillor, where there's also a request for a concrete sidewalk in the road linkage that goes west to the next theoretical phase.
The road linkage.
You can see it on the map there.
Yeah, well, I have trouble going back. This thing. Where?
This is going to
here.
Be the future road right-of-way. You're talking about the future road right-of-way, right?
That's right. Okay. And the sidewalk that's been requested there.
Tell you what. Okay. We don't need that. Because when he comes with the next phase, if he's bringing in a major road through there and it's not part of a bay, we can add it to it. But we don't know where this is going.
It's for the people in the
multifamily. They don't want... Hey, these people who live here want the multifamily people going out. They don't want to know these people. This is Amber Trails. They think they're tuxedo. They don't want the people in apartment blocks coming near them or condos or whatever. They don't want them coming this way. They want them to get the hell out onto the pipeline and get away. That's the type of thinking you've got here.
That's actually the only road connection, though, for the phase that's proposed as it is.
Well, how about Templeton? That's the big one.
Templeton.
This is six lots away from Templeton. Okay, so what clause is that?
That was 12, and I guess our point there is sort of one or the other, either a sidewalk in that roadway or an asphalt path in that
50-footer?
That 50-footer.
No.
Because, no?
No. Okay. the asphalt path and the 50-footer is happening. I just don't think we need it in the street, but I don't see it numbered here.
Okay.
On both sides of Innsbruck. Well, this isn't Innsbruck. This is this street.
That clause, it's later on in that clause. It's four lines down.
Dave, can you tell me how many more yeah, concerns you have?
Pardon me? Sorry?
So because we jumped the other two applications, we do deal with this one. How many more concerns do you have?
I've got a couple more here.
That's two.
Shall we move on, or is it?
No, go ahead. Yeah.
I can. Okay, what else do you have?
16, we're being asked to pave pipeline north of Templeton in the right
of way. North of Templeton?
North of Templeton, where we're not generating any additional traffic, so we ask that that be stricken at this time.
And why are you being asked to pave north of, you don't even own the land north of Templeton. What's going on? No. You know what's north of Templeton? Immediately north of Templeton? Well, not me, right behind these lots is the Beltway. Chief Pegwiss Trail. Why would they pave it? This is a city regional street. Pipeline road. Why would they pave it? Doesn't give access to them. They go up to Templeton. Beyond it, they don't have any access. Nor does anyone else. Clause 16.
16.
Sorry.
Why would they? I can see you pave right now up to Templeton to full standard. Beyond Templeton is a short linkage to the Chief Pegwiss Trail that'll be the city's responsibility. They don't have any access.
Council, this land flanks pipeline.
So what? They don't pay in flankage for a regional street, standard street. They might pay one lane of traffic. No. Okay, next.
18, that the developer pay on-demand share of a future northbound left-turn storage lane of pipeline in Templeton. We had that stricken from the last hearing as well because we're not entirely sure why we'd be asked to do that. So, again, we
requested here. Well, if you're doing pipeline, it's not a private access for you. I don't know why it's in there either, but if there's that much traffic going down Templeton, you should be paying for it if it comes up that way, I think. I mean, you're causing the demand. No one else is going to turn north except your people. So it's, I think it should be, I don't know if I have to write it, but you can pay it by letter of credit to a maximum X years. I'll ask for it on a future phase. Go ahead.
Okay. 27, I've put an addition in that we had in previous phases as well about hydro lines within Templeton Avenue that they actually, Hydro doesn't even want those buried. They've just put new poles in there, and we were told that they could be maintained as above ground along Templeton and Pipeline.
What's your cost on this?
Cost to bury?
Yeah.
A better part of $1 million, I believe, to do the whole thing. So.
No, to do what they're asking. They're asking you to pay $1 million to bury take them off brand new poles and bury it?
Yeah, which is why we had this clause added in the previous phases and seemed to be acceptable.
So is this within Templeton Avenue, within Templeton, your development?
Yep.
You're not having hydro poles in Amber Trails. Why would you possibly want to continue wooden poles in the middle of a development of $300,000 to $500,000 homes?
Yeah, well, this is
are there any in Lindenwood?
This is on the Templeton right-of-way where homes will only be backing onto it. And
Templeton?
Yeah, this is right along the Templeton corridor and along the pipeline corridor.
Okay.
Yeah, and this was accepted last time, the same clause. It's in our,
I don't see it.
It's in our agreement.
I just don't see that. What? Really?
Yes.
Okay.
It's the only one we are.
Well, I'm okay with most of the rest. Go ahead.
And final one, clause 35, we have no problem with this idea of getting credit for doing asphalt pathways, but we just want to make sure that we're getting a fair assessment in terms of how much acreage we would ultimately be granted for the asphalt pathways we're installing. So I just added a clause that said, I don't know, my suggestion that it would be based on prevailing City of Winnipeg raw land purchase sale rates at the time. That sort of a thing, just so that we're...
Yeah? Okay. Okay. Now, there are, that's the end of it. I guess it is. There are two additional clauses.
Addendum, that was just sent to me.
Have you seen them and Shirley wanted to put in? And that would be that you do what you already have to do anyway. If you skip the other phases, that you do it now. That's good. I don't think you want to have people enter your subdivision on a mud road.
You mean on Pipeline?
Or Templeton.
Yeah. Well, Templeton, we're suggesting definitely we have to pave it as part of the initial paving. Pipeline, we're saying that we'd like to wait until there's sort of a critical mass of people living there. Pipeline between Ambergate and Templeton. Just so that, so that we're spreading out our paving.
These are two addendums, Shirley, that you're bringing forward. Okay. Anything else?
That's it for me.
Thank you. You can ask again, I suppose. Did you have any more sheets? No?
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone else in support of this application? Is there anyone who is in opposition to this application? That'll be recorded. There's none. Anybody for information? None?
Okay.
Hey, Counselor.
Well, I'm having a grand time finding all this because everything's electronic here. Chairman, I would move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service and the addendum filed by Ms. Mateel be taken as read.
All in favor? Country carried.
I move receipt of public representations be